Spencer Chase of the Wolsey Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University talking with Melanie Jackson from the Lake Forest FFA chapter out of Felton, Delaware. Melanie was this year's job interview CDE winner at the national level. Melanie, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What does it feel like to be a CDE winner at the national level and just going through that whole process that it took to get here?
Well, honestly, I'm feeling a lot of different emotions right now. I'm very, very excited to have won this contest. I'm honored to have been selected as the winner, and I'm very proud of myself and thankful for all the help that I had to get me here.
And Melanie, just for those that might not be familiar, can you give us a little bit of a background on what the job interview CDE is? I understand there's a lot of different moving parts that go along with this competition.
Yes, definitely. So the first thing you have to do is submit a resume and cover letter before you even attend the contest, and those are judged and scored. And then you have to fill out an application, telephone interview, face-to-face interview, and then a follow-up letter or email or some sort of follow-up correspondence. And then for the national competition, they selected the top eight and reworked us, and we did three more interviews, a one-on-one interview, and then we had to do a networking activity where we went into the elevator and gave like a 30-second pitch of like selling ourselves to a potential employer.
So what would you say was the most challenging part of the entire CDE?
Definitely the networking activity, because it was really, really awkward being in the elevator, you know, trying to sell yourself to someone. And the elevators were super, super fast and went from the first floor to the 16th floor in like 10 seconds. And you're supposed to have 2 to 3 minutes to sell yourself. And so I felt like I was rushing, and it was just kind of awkward. And even the judge told me afterward that it's an awkward part of the contest. But it was definitely a good skill to have, because I know I'm sure I'll have to do something like that in the future.
And certainly something that worked out for the better, being named the national winner. What can you tell me about some of the skills that you've gained throughout the course of competing in the CDE?
I think that this is definitely one of the most applicable CDEs, because everyone is going to go through a job interview at some point. You're going to have to learn how to fill out an application and to talk on the telephone, which is really important in today's society with technology. And then being able to communicate in an interview and make sure you don't make the mistakes that they always see in interviews, and to really sell yourself and set yourself apart. And so I've been able to practice and really hone up on all those skills, and I feel very confident going into interviews now, and I think I'll be able to successfully interview in the future.
And you mentioned your future. What does that future hold for you, and how do you think the time you spent in the CDE will help you?
Well, the internship that I actually pretended to apply for in this contest, I really would like to apply for next year. And so I'm going to do that and be able to use my resume, cover letter, and my interview skills to apply for the position. And then my goal is to become an agriculture education teacher, and I want to teach animal science. And I know I'll have to interview for that position. And so this was definitely a perfect experience to prepare for that.
And what about some skills that you've gained throughout your time in FFA, but maybe not necessarily working towards this CDE? What are some things that you think you're going to take up with you when you hang up that blue jacket for the last time?
I think one of the most notable skills that I've gained is public speaking. When I when I first did a public speaking contest, I cried and like hyperventilated, and my dad made me compete. And then after that, I just kept doing it and kept practicing, and I started to enjoy it. And so I participated in other FFA public speaking contest and served as chapter officer, and really had to work on speaking to the public and my peers and everyone in the community. And so I've enhanced that skill and learned how to be an effective communicator. And whether I go to be a teacher or I choose a different career path, that's definitely something that I'm going to have to use on a day-to-day basis.
And Melanie, it's certainly an uphill battle getting to this level of being a national CDE winner. Requires a lot of hard work on your part, as well as a lot of other people in your corner as well. Are there any people that you would like to thank at this time?
Yes, I would definitely like to thank my advisor, because he helped me when I came to him and told him that I wanted to participate in the CDE. He jumped right on board and got me all the materials and told me what I needed to do. And I would go to him with any questions, and if he didn't know the answer, he would get someone to give him the answer. And so that was really beneficial. I'd also like to thank my family, my parents and brother and sister and extended family. They've all been so supportive and just really encouraged me to be confident and to do my best. And then I'd also like to thank CSX for being the sponsor of this CDE, because without them it would be difficult to host the event, and I wouldn't be sitting here as the winner this year.
That's Melanie Jackson from the Lake Forest FFA chapter in Felton, Delaware, this year's job interview CDE national winner. Melanie, congratulations.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.